It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Even if baseball bores you, I'm sure you checked out a game or two just to see what it's like, and you noticed those cardboard cutouts in the stands. The price tag to have your likeness leering at the pitcher from the front row varies from ballpark to ballpark. A cutout at Dodger Stadium is $300. Phillies fans fork over a mere $25 to be seen on TV. Some lifelong fans honor loved ones by putting a cardboard cutout of dear old dad behind the plate long past his ninth inning, and there he'll sit, never sipping a drink, never shelling a peanut, his expression frozen through the course of the game. Now, NBA games in the bubble, that's a whole nother story.
Oh, to beat the clock!
You've seen the video walls filled with live fans gazing upon the game from home, reacting in real time. Well, here's the deal. There are 320 virtual seats per game. To get on the wall, you got to be a season ticket holder for one of the teams on the court, and you have to sign a three-page waiver promising you'll avoid profanity. You log on to the NBA Content Command Center, and you see a Zoom window of all your fellow fans attending the game, and in one window, the game itself.
So that'll be it for the first half.
If you look closely, sometimes celebrities are up on that wall. Rapper Lil Wayne showed up from his couch for a Lakers game. Shaq was in the virtual stands for Bucks versus Heat. Players' wives and kids get virtual tickets as well. But when you're watching a Jazz game,
over Mitchell into a reason.
Those are actual Utah season ticket holders in those video stands. So next time you watch, look up. There might be somebody you know up there.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.